This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I'm told you sauntered right into the studio wearing a hat from Nashville.
Yeah.
Okay. You told us about 75 times that instead of going on a drunken stupor trip, that you decided to watch your daughters.
Yeah. You know why?
In the state tournament.
Yeah.
And you're still stunned that you haven't received the Nobel Peace Prize for that. Well, I'm sure it's a matter of time. But now you're wearing a Nashville hat. I mean, okay. Dave, isn't the first thought fraud right there? Is that your first thought?
Well, it's either fraud or A, he's doing it to point out to his daughters, you see what your dad gave up for you.
Yeah.
You see what I did for you.
Just a little reminder.
Yes. You want to explain yourself with the hat?
First of all, going at me for mentioning that I reluctantly stayed home to watch my girls in the state tournament. That's born out of your beating into the ground the fact that I missed one of Morgan's birthdays to go to Vegas.
And
did you do that? I never heard that story.
Yeah.
So
that's called...
I mean, you want to try to defend that one?
No, why I was guilted into staying for the state tournament.
Guilted in.
But I didn't know, where in the rule book does it say you can only wear hats from places you've actually been?
We just created that rule book.
Okay.
We'll present you the rule book.
It's right next to your calendar.
Right next to Adam Carter's calendar.
We've got a rule book. You've got a calendar.
Right.
All right?
Yep.
Adam, lots of good texts coming in. 651-461-9226. I'd like the five things you accomplished last week. Let's go.
I was on the air Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
So that counts. Your
that counts.
Show, 5 days.
Minimal effort.
Adam, where does the white go when the snow melts?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah?
It has to do with kind of the formation of water crystals and whatnot. And, it's too boring. It's very scientific. I don't want to
get all the details. Okay, you understand it,
yeah,
but you're not sure.
I was just talking to Neil deGrasse Tyson about this very thing, and we decided it's a little above board.
More text here. Adam, I headed to Vegas in a week for the first time. What should I put on my must-do list?
Big Elvis at Harrah's, the piano bar. Free show, Big Elvis.
How about your Elvis? Should they see your guy?
Oh, yeah. I wonder if he's still out there. I hope that show still exists. It used to be, I can't remember the name of the show, but it used to be in the Miracle Mile Theater by Planet Hollywood, but then it got bumped to like a off the strip hotel, just a ballroom, and it didn't look good. It wasn't trending in the right direction.
This is, if you don't know, this is the Elvis who performed the ceremony when Adam and Jen were married in Vegas, and then didn't you see him the next night?
Yeah, he actually was the understudy, I guess in this case the under Elvis, for the main Elvis of that show. All Shook Up, that's what it's called.
Certain Elvises I don't want to be under, I got to be honest.
All Shook Up. But yeah, then he we went and saw the show the night before, and he was the Elvis. It wasn't the usual one, so we were. But then the next day, like, well, you're the guy we saw last night. And then he invited us down to the M, I believe it's called, which is way south of the main strip. Beautiful hotel casino, but it's not with all the others. And he was there, and he's like, my buddy's Rod Stewart. So his buddy, I got to be honest, though, his buddy, not a great Rod Stewart.
Not a great Rod.
No. He had the hair, but that was about it.
Yeah. So of the acts of the last 10, 20 years, who will we be seeing in Vegas, right? Because you still got Frank, you still got Dean, you got Elvis, you got Neil Diamond. Will we have a Bruce?
I was thinking Bruce or like, you know, Beyonce.
Yep.
Gaga.
It's hard to do bands, right? Because
yeah.
Are you going to have the Stones or U2?
Well, you've got, you know, there's various Beatles acts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, I guess U2, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe just Bono, just, you know,
yeah,
as over the top as Bono can be. Adam, be honest, more of your text here. As you sing Hail Minnesota while lowering the ultra-popular Minnesota flag each night, do you tear up?
I do tear up.
I suggested earlier every Minnesotan gets his or her own state song. Yep. That's how we resolve the issue.
Sure.
5.8 million state songs. More texts. Really good ones today. Adam, is it strange that my husband and I have never danced together, married for eight together, for 13 years.
That is strange.
You would think slow dancing somewhere would be almost unavoidable.
Your
right?
wedding, right? Even if it is a destination wedding, you think you would take time to have a dance.
Adam, has ice fishing become soft compared to 40 years ago, like fishing in your living room?
100% yes. I'll fully admit that.
And you're a participant by buying that mansion, which you purchased.
Yeah.
Which you've used so often.
Yeah. Right. Might be hitting the for sale market soon. Stay tuned. Once owned by WCCO's Adam Carter.
Exactly. The garage sale might be a part of Ask Adam Anything every once in a while.
What a new segment on Wednesdays.
Yes. 651-461-9226. Adam, would you rather have an extra arm or extra leg or any other extra appendage? Hi-o!
You beat me to the punch on that one. You want an extra arm, right?
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
More than the leg?
I feel like you do much more with your arms.
Where'd you put the third one?
It's a good question.
Is it right in the chest?
No, I'd like two coming out of the left side.
What does it do to your shirt?
Right. You need to tell you got to find a tailor. Custom made shirts. I don't think
you think there's a lot of tailors.
A lot of three arm shirts out there.
Have expertise in that area. I think the leg, you can normal everyday activity is a little easier and save your sick jokes, everybody. I know they're out there. More text. Adam says, your family was in auto sales. What do car salesmen and sales managers talk about when they go into the room and talk pricing?
Yes. Got to talk to my manager on this. Nothing at all. They're just, it's a move.
Another text. Have you seen the AI footage of Trump kissing Elon's feet?
I just watched it. It's just...
Yeah, I saw it yesterday. I don't need to see it. I don't need to see it. Here's one political question. We'll occasionally go here. So now that Trump's been president for a few months, can you honestly say you'd rather have Kamala in the White House? I mean, be honest. If those were your only two options, who would you rather have right now?
Kamala Harris.
More of Ask Adam Anything next. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Can I
in
start?
About 20 minutes, Jimmy Galliano on the new FBI leadership. Did you want to chime in?
Can I pose a question to you?
Of course.
In light of an announcement today by the Minnesota State Fair, which is just a few short weeks away, do they just automatically book every year the Happy Together tour for the grandstand?
I think they do.
Right? Every year. The Turtles.
They've got a residency.
Happy together.
I bet it sells.
It must totally sell out.
Do we have any big names so far? We were talking about this, Dave, about a week or two ago where people were texting the big names they've had a chance to see at the state fair. It's been a while since we just had somebody in their prime, though, right? You know, guys like Taylor was there early, and
right now it's
plenty.
Old Dominion, Melissa Etheridge and the Indigo Girls, Happy Together tour, Def Leppard, more to come.
Yeah, nobody in their prime, but plenty of seats will be sold for all those acts, right?
Oh, sure they were.
Yeah. Texter says State Fair seems to be getting weaker on the grandstand lineup. Do you agree with that, Adam?
I don't.
I don't think so either.
No.
Right?
Nope.
I think it's resonating. Dave sent me a story where you now, or apparently have been able for a while, it's not easy, but you can rent a chicken. Rent a chicken. Considering egg prices, Adam, would you consider that?
Having two dogs, it's tough to have a chicken around, too. Might get messy.
Yeah, that could be problematic. On this day, 1964, at the time, Cassius Clay, soon to be Muhammad Ali, defeats Sonny Liston for the first time, and one of the 5 to 10 most famous photos in sports history, Ali over the fallen Sonny Liston, right? So that's an iconic sporting event. If you could go back and go to one sporting event in the history.
Oh, jeez.
I'll go first, and it's the same thing here. I'm going Ollie Frazier because the country was mesmerized by it. You know, we're just getting to the 70s. The 60s were so turbulent. Ollie, a part of it, when he wouldn't go to Vietnam. Sadly, the racial strife that came out of two black fighters. You got Frank Sinatra taking photos ringside for Life magazine. I would want to see Ollie Frazier, Madison Square Garden, 1971.
Oh, this is... I don't have anything prepared. I don't know what it
would
be.
Can I give you one?
Sure.
Can I give you one that I think you're going to say yes?
Yeah.
Miracle on Ice. As much as you used to love hockey,
I'm
way more of a hockey observer than you.
Yeah. That's what
but
I was.
That's got to be.
Well, that was
way
in the
up,
back
right?
of my mind, you know, but it's like I'm so. Like, they've beaten that thing to death so much lately. It's like, God.
This is.
You'd be standing there with your back turned.
Okay. All right. We get it. We won. Okay. I don't know, man. It's like.
Well, my favorite part of that, because we both tweeted out the same thing, and even Louie, okay, anybody's going to push back, even Louie on this show the day after said, enough.
Enough.
Okay? When Louie's saying enough, it's enough. But I loved how I tweeted it out, and one of the responses I got, Nepo baby.
Yeah, okay? Of course.
I mean, if I would have said the opposite, I can't get enough of Miracle. That person yes. would have said, you go, man.
Right.
It's so good. Mike in Minneapolis has called in. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, fellas. I was watching Daytona. Hi. Watching Daytona this year and, you know, the president dropping to do a couple laps in the Beast.
Yeah.
And then there was a really long, like 3 hours rain delay. How do you think the Democrats were able to pull that off?
Yeah. I don't know. Weather controlling the weather. They said it's happening.
Yeah.
Contrails. I'm sure contrails were involved somehow.
Contrails. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you see Alec Baldwin's latest on the streets of New York?
Yeah. The guy who does the Trump impersonation, who at times mm-hmm. is very funny, but like.
Yeah.
I mean, you're asking for it. Okay. You know, he's a jackass. Yes. We all know that. But when you're constantly hounded like that. And,
yep.
I mean, who, I, you know, he didn't, it was, I'm siding with Alec on that one.
Yeah, you laid it out well. Listen, there's no denying Alec Baldwin has demonstrated enough that he is a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a significant temper issue. And he has created some of this. But let's be honest, the guy gets hounded incessantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy doing Trump, you're right. He can be funny.
Yep.
But he's just belittling him about the woman who died
yes.
on the Russ set.
Yeah.
And he's in his face. Now, is Baldwin better off walking away without saying, if the cameras weren't here, I'd bleeping snap your neck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But if you face that as incessantly as he does, and again, he created plenty of this, so I'm not trying to give him much grace here. I think plenty of us would snap at times, don't you?
100%.
Especially when it happens when his kids, when his 474 kids are around.
Yeah.
That's pathetic then, okay?
I think so.
All right, let's get to the headliner. How devastated are you that Chi-Chi's is far away? I mean, you have been lamenting the loss of Chi-Chi's for years and years.
Before
and years.
It was popular. Before it was popular.
But mainly on this segment.
I know.
Right? On this segment, about 10 years ago, you missed Chi-Chi's, and now it comes back.
Yeah.
And it's by me. It's St. Louis yeah. Park
you're,
and Maple Grove.
You're rolling.
And I don't care that Chi-Chi's is back.
You're rolling in options over there.
If Chi-Chi's was in my bedroom, I'd go sleep on the couch. I'm not going. And you pining, lusting for Chi-Chi's. And from you, it's like an hour and 10 minutes away.
You know what it is? It's a personal affront.
Yes,
it's a personal affront to me. By the way, my wife called me out on this. She's 100% right. I will not stand from this hat abuse. My beautiful wife bought me this Nashville hat.
Yeah. Well, we all love her.
Yeah, I know.
That's nothing to do with her. It's you and besmirching the trip.
Yeah. I did not besmirch. If they had a Chi-Chi's there, I might have changed my mind. Chi-Chi's Nashville, like two-level Chi-Chi's bar? Come on.
Oh, sure. Yeah. More of the suggestions. Jesse Owens, 36, Berlin Olympics. That'd be amazing. I just want to know that as an individual like myself, where my father's Jewish, my mother not, I want to be able to get out of the 36 Berlin Olympics. Is that
true.
An okay ask
yes.
for me?
Yeah.
Ollie Foreman. What a great documentary that is. McEnroe, Borg, Wimbledon. That'd be amazing. Mazeroski, 60, Game 7, World Series, the walk-off against the Yankees. And how about all those Viking Super Bowl victories? What about that one?
Yeah, right up at the top.
Yeah, right near the top. Let's get to a few more.
What about Jack at 86? I thought that would be yours. Greenside, maybe 2019 when Tiger wins.
The tough thing about a golf tournament is I want to see everything.
I know, it's not good to be their spectator event.
You can't, right? I want to see as he starts, and I could break it all down here, as he birdies 9, 10, 11, bogeys 12, and then hits the...
I remember it really like it was yesterday, Chad. You don't have to remind me of it. Remind me of it.
Chad, it's good that you're with us here briefly. You know? But when Jack hits the 4-iron to about 10 feet on 15... And then later, Seve dumps in the water. I need to see it all.
Yeah,
golf's better on TV, right?
Yes.
You know. All right, sir. Great stuff as always. Always appreciate it. Love you, man, and thanks for coming on the show.
Anytime, Bill.
Thank you, buddy. Adam Robert Carter. Let's talk about the new FBI leadership with Jimmy Galliano early next hour.